is not particularly hard, but it's a particularly hard time for me to be learning this sugya. So we're going to do our best to try to work our way through the sugya, and we'll come out with whatever we can come out from. Zokte ilegi gimore. Omar mar, the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Omar mar, v'shilach zu ha-regel, v'cheinu omar, v'shalach ha-regel ha-shov ha-chamor. Taim ilachas v'achmonu, v'shalach ha-regel ha-shov ha-chamor. Halav ha-ochim v'aymuk mislo, yikaren k'siv, yishen k'siv. So we being zoologists, we know the animal has three different forms of behavior. That's it. What are the three forms of behavior? Sometimes it acts out of aggression. It's aggressive behavior. Sometimes it acts out of what's the other word we use for pleasure? Or is it, we had another use words for that?
So we had transitional.
No, that's the last one.
Consumption.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be
nutritional.
It doesn't have to be nutritional either. No, it's
pleasurable.
Pleasurable, right? It has to be pleasurable, because it doesn't have to be consumption, because it could be even loy mechal yakarna. Pleasurable. And the third one is that sometimes the animal acts just out of the need for transportation or transitional behavior. So we know that. We know there's only three options. So if the two of them we've already verified, so process of elimination, we should know what the third pasuk is talking about. Now, do we need the pasuk to exist? Yes, because the pasuk doesn't exist. I might know that the animal might do that, but I might think the animal's patur. But I don't need to outside verification to tell me what the pasuk is talking about. Iker and ksiv. Ishen ksiv, says the Gemara. No. Salkadaita chamina idividi ashen. I may think both of the pasukim are talking about chain. And if both the pasukim are talking about chain, what's going to be the din of keren? What's the din of regal? I'm sorry. What's going to be the din of regal? Potter. Chayra. Mamatzino, yeah, that's going to be that's the shayla over here. But listen, the moment it's going to be Potter. We have a pasuk for it. So what are the two pasukim for? Idvi idi ashein. Hadu mechal yekarno. Hadu loy mechal yekarno. Kamash malon. Fact, now that you've opened the can of worms, v'hashto kimna laregal, shein lo mechal yekarno minon taka. Where do we know shein lo mechal yekarno from? Says the Gemara, do me the regal. My regal, lo ishna mechal yekarno, lo ishna lo mechal yekarno. Av shein lo ishna mechal yekarno, lo ishna lo mechal yekarno. Now the Gemara is going to do the same thing in the other direction. We're just going to zip through it. You ready? Amar Amar Ubir Zu Hashem Echino Meshav Kashiv Aragola Tuma Time the Chazav Achman Kashiv Aragola Tuma Lo My Mokas Leish Ken Ksiv Ish Regal Ksiv Itzuch Satamina Divid Aragol The Bazumelo Shaloch Shluchi Kamash Malon VaHashluchi Hashem Regal The Bazumelo Minon Do Me Hashem Ma Hashem Lo Ishna Meshaloch Shluchi Regal Ishna Bazumelo After Regal Ishna Shaloch Shluchi Ishna Bazumelo. It's the same thing, just back. The Gemara just makes one change. What's the change? Instead of Gemara entertaining that there's two Shanes, the Gemara is entertaining now that there's two regals. Why did the Gemara say you might have needed two shanes? Mechayu loy mechayu. Why would you need two regal? Okay. Excellent. Zokte heligi Rashi. Idivi idi. Rashi, we saw this Rashi, but let's just try to bring it out again. Idivi idi v'shilech ubir taravayu ashen. Shilech asaluchi v'hecha deloy mechal yekarno. Demash v'kagon sh'ach la'arugo v'soy v'achso l'tzumacha v'lo ketchilo. Ubir ha'inu hecha de mechal yekarno. So we already stelled once already on Rashi. Then I have two psukim. Usually the first pasuk is going to be for the four, smaller chiddush, and the second pasuk is going to be for the bigger chiddush. That's usually the way we would align it, and that's what's mashma in the Gemara. Idi v'ashen, ha, mechal yekarna, hadaloi mechal yekarna, mechal yekarna smaller chiddush. So then I would have said, and then loy mechal yekarna bigger chiddush. So if I was Rashi, I would have written that the first pasuk is talking about Mechalia, second pasuk loy mechalia, and Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi doesn't do that. Why not? Rashi says the first pasuk of Vishilach is talking about loy mechalia karna, and the second pasuk of Bir is talking about mechalia karna. Why does Rashi do that? So Rashi is saying that enochanami, if the two pasukim were totally, generic. Right, they had no, they had no mashma either way. Then I would do the smaller chiddush and the bigger chiddush. But the ma'isa, the language of the pasuk, would now that I have two pasukim, I would switch it around, which now gives birth to Rashi's next question.
Now that I have two pasukim, now I
That's what I would.
Now that I have two psukim with different language, and one pasuk says ubir, the one says a shilach. So where am I going to put the bigger chiddush, the smaller chiddush? Where's more mashma? You're right. If there's no mashmois, I would do the smaller chiddush first and the bigger chiddush. But because there's different language, that gives birth to Rashi's next question. Vikashalach. If you have a question. Just write the first pasuk. What was the first pasuk? And what was the first pasuk talking about? Mishilach was talking about loy mechalia. Once I know loy mechalia, kol shchein mechalia. If you're telling me that Mishilach is mashma. Loi mechalia, so just write the shilach. V'kol shchein heicha de mechalia. That's Rashi's question. Answers Rashi. I me haikra, tirits. The answer is, I me haikra, havamina, hai osile heicha de mechalia. Ava loi mechalia loi. If I'd only have that one pasuk, which pasuk are we talking about now? The shilach. I would thought the shilach was talking about mechalia. Ime haikra, hava amina, haidosi leich de mechalia. Avaloi mechalia loi. Hilkach ikalame mevada idi ve idi ashen ilav dechaser rachmana meshalchi regal ashor. So if I only have one pasuk and that pasuk is vishilach, what would I assume the pasuk is talking about? Mechalia karno. Why? Because the pasuk is mashma mechalia? No. So this idea of smaller chiddush. Where did we conjure up the idea that there's a chiluk between mechalia and loy mechalia? Where do we come up that? Do we come it? Does it come from the language of the pasuk, or does it come from our svara? Where does it come from?
Svara.
Svara. We're in Rashi right now. We're in Rashi.
It's only once we have both.
Okay. Right. We'll see. What?
It's only once we have both that then we'll place where.
Okay, good. So let's just answer svara. Rashi seems to say svar. Why? Because Rashi says, write the pasuk of loy mechalia and kol shchein mechalia. Says Rashi, no, if I wrote the pasuk of loy mechalia, I would misinterpret that pasuk as referring to mechalia. So in other words, mechalia was my initial knee-jerk reaction without a language in the pasuk. So why does Rashi before tell us that I want to put vibir for mechalia? And the shilach v'loy mechalia. If the smaller chiddush is mechalia, put that first. Rashi says because ubir is mashma mechalia. It sounds like Rashi is saying as follows: if I would be left to my own devices, what would I assume the pasuk? What are we talking about? Only mechalia. Even v'shilach. But now that the pasuk uses two languages, ubir is definitely mashma more. Rashi says it's mashma more mechalia than mechalia. But this is what's important. The Havamina that we're going to have loy mechalia karno. Where does it come from? That you're only chayv on mechalia karno. Misvara. Does everyone see that in Rashi? Yes. The Achrayim point out that Tosfos argues. The Rishonim point out Tosfos. Tosfos argues. You ready, Reuven? You ready? What? That's the steer in Rashi. You have to get to that. Tosis says, Tosis Dimaskha Hadi Mechalia Karna. We're going to show it to you from the Tosis, that we see how Tosis does not like Rashi. Vim Toimar, says Tosis, Velichtav Rachmana Vishilach Veloy Boy Ubir. Sounds like that I've heard this question before. Just write Vishilach, and you don't need Ubir. What does Tosis mean? If one pasuk is for mechalia, one's for loy mechalia, just write v'shilach, and you don't need ubir. Why don't you need ubir? What's v'shilach telling you? V'shilach is telling me loy mechalia. What's ubir going to tell me? Mechalia. But if I already know loy mechalia, kol shchei mechalia. This is basically Rashi's question. He doesn't use the same language as Rashi. Very, very. Oh, it's almost Rashi's question. What did Rashi answer? Because if I only had v'shilach, what would I say it's talking about? Mechalia. Tosis doesn't say that. It says Tosis. V'yesh loymar dehave amino davko deshilach shluchi kidele kamon. Tosis has to now stretch, reach out, extend to the end of the sugya, where the end of the sugya says Vishilach's got its own issues. What are the issues of Vishilach? I might think it's Shalach Shluchi and not also Memela. So Shalach Shluchi is also a bad Lashon, unless I have a beer. So a beer is what's going to balance the Lashon of Vishilach. But Tosis doesn't say the answer. Rashi's answer is like very, very simple. If I only have one pasuk, it's automatically going to be Mechal Yekarno. What do I see from Tosfos? He doesn't hold of a svara. Tosfos doesn't have such a svara of Mechal Yekarno or Mechal Yekarno. The svara doesn't exist. Ain't because it's svara. It's just Mashmoyis of the pasuk. Rashi learned it's a svara. This idea of Mechal Yekarno or Mechal Yekarno is a svara. Tosfos learns, I don't understand it. Tosfos says the pasuk would have told me that, but it's not something I would have had on my own. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm just going to take this just one step, and the rest I'm going to leave for you to do. We had a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos what mechal yekarna means. They don't agree what mechal yekarna means. Rashi says it's talking about this case of shachas. Tosfos says it's talking about tinfa peiros. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. It could very well be that the machlekes has to do with how you understand what Mechal Yekarna is. Tosis' case of Mechal Yekarna says, Tosis, that's not a svara. That's not like an obvious thing that Shein is only by Mechal Yekarna, not Loi Mechal Yekarna. Shein Kin on Rashi. We have to work that out. What? We're going to have to work that out. Al Koponim, that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosis here. Now, Avaisai, is it clear that there's a machlekes? Uven, you got it? It's a clear machlekes. They ask the same question, different answer. Rashi's answer is more obvious. Rashi says you can't just have one pasuk. One pasuk, you automatically go to Mechalia. Even the Shilach is going to send you to Mechalia. Right? Now the Gemara says, okay, but in the end of the day, we only have one pasuk for Shane. Which pasuk? Ubir. So how taka do you know loy Mechalia? By Shane. What does the Gemara answer? Dumya de regel. Ma regel loishna, mechalia loishna, loy mechalia. Regel, we're not mechalic between mechalia and loy mechalia. There's no chiluk by regel. How do you know that? How do you know regel, we're not mechalic between mechalia and loy mechalia? Who said? Maybe regel also? What? Rashi says, Ma regaloishna to haloiksiv beu beer. It doesn't have a beer. In other words, Rashi, we thought, is a difference between Mechalia and Lo Mechalia. Why? Because it says ubir. Regular doesn't say ubir. Sounds like. I thought it was a svara. Rashi over here seems to say that the only reason why I would think that it should be only Mechal Yekarna is because of the word Ubir. That's who says that pshat? Tosfos. Tosfos is the one who's saying that it depends on the language of Ubir or not. Seems to be a steer in Rashi. Zokt.
Once we know it by Shane, so then maybe it's, you wouldn't know where Svara, why you shouldn't be high the same way Shane is.
Huh?
We know by Shane that you're high the Mechal Yekarna.
We don't know that yet. That's the most question. How do we know by Shane? Okay, at the end of the day. Right? Zokta Bokhra Achoshev Moshe Siegelman. He says, on the spot, he said like this. Efshar is a difference between Shane and Regel. By Shane, what's the Svara? If you only have one pasuk, what are you automatically going to assume? Only Mechal Yekarna. Or by Regel, what would I automatically assume? Both of them. Loishna Mechalio, Loishna Loi Mechalio. So the only reason for a person to say that by regel for us to say that it would be only Mechayah would be Exeris HaKasim. Again, we're going to work on this. Let's figure it out. He's saying as follows. If I had Shane and the pasuk would be just I have the pasuk of Vishilach by Shane, what would I think? The Firashi. If I just had a pasuk and the pasuk of Vishilach by Shane, I would think it's Mechal Yekarna. What about by regel? I have a pasuk of Vishilach, which is the pasuk by regel. What would I think? Nope. Loishna mechalia, loishna loi mechalia. What's the difference? Apparently, the unnatural assumption, the svara of Shane is mechalia. Masha ain't kin by regel. And now we're going to do the same thing in the opposite way in the second half of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, why do I need two psukim? Why do I need to tell me what the pasuk is talking about Shane? Isn't it obvious? E karen ksiv, e regal ksiv. Says the Gemara, no, I'm going to think adivdi regal. Hada shalach shluchei, hada azla memela. Says the Gemara, now that you talk and say it's, there's no two psukim, so then why don't you just have, so then where do you know the din of the of azla memela by regal from? Says the Gemara, you learn out from Shane. How do I know Shane is also by azla memela and shalach shluchei? Says Rashi. Mashain loishna the likes of Beva Shilach. Again, Rashi does the same thing. So the chur, the pshat is as follows. If you understand the mazik of Shane, Rashi says you understand the mazik of Shane is more, it has more body to it. It's more of a shame if it's Mechal Yekarna. And if you understand Regel, Regel has more Regel to it if it's a Shalach Shluchi. But does Regel have more Regel to it if it's Mechal Yekarna or Loi Mechal Yekarna? We're going to hold on, let me speak it out. Does Regel have more Regel to it if it's Mechal Yekarna or Loi Mechal Yekarna? No. It's not more Regel dick if it's Mechal Yekarna or Loi Mechal Yekarna. Is Shane more Shane if it's Shalach Shluchi and not Shalach Shluchi? No, it's not more Shane if it's Shalach Shluchi and not Shalach Shluchi. The Svara would be that Shane, I could hear me Svara only by Mechalia. Regal, I could hear me Svara only by Shalach Shluchi. But that Regal should only be by Mechalia Karna, that would only be if you had Xeris Akosav. If you had Xeris Akosav, then I'd say, okay. But me Svara, what's Regal? Loishna Mechal Yekarna, Loishna Loi Mechal Yekarna. Misvara, what's Shane? Only Mechal Yekarna. Let me finish this off. I'm just putting it out there. And the opposite is going to be true when it comes to Shalach Shluchi. Misvara, what's Regel? Only by Shalach Shluchi. Misvara, what's Shane? Even by Ozla Memela. Unless I have Xeris Akosav, that's going to tell me that Shane is going to be.
Because the regular way of doing Shane is Mechal Yekarna.
Listen to him talk.
The regular way of doing Shane is Mechal Yekarna. So Misvara, it's only Mechal
Yekarna.
Why does that happen? When animals eat, the way it normally damages
the way it normally
eats,
it doesn't grow back.
The way it normally eats, it doesn't grow back.
He's saying like this. If you understand Mechal Yekarna like Tosfos, then it makes a lot more sense. Because Timta Paris is not regular form of Shane. But Rashi is saying that the vort of Shane over here is that it's eating, it's consuming what it's eating. So why is Mechal Yekarna make more, why is it more of a svara?
No, because the damage of Shane is, like, when you see, like, an animal eat something, so then Mechal Yekarna, Lo Mechal Yekarna becomes, like, a factor. The fact that the animal ran across your field, why should it make a difference between Mechal or Lo Mechal?
What do you mean? You mean the fact that your animal, if it grows back or it doesn't grow back, that should be telling you if you're chayv or not.
Moshe is saying differently than Yaakov. Yaakov said, beautiful, until he knocked the beautiful kasha. Yaakov said, listen, the normal Shane is Mechal Yekarna. That's the normal Shane. When an animal usually eats, what happens? It eats, gets consumed. So that's why it's a svara. Says Tully, yeah, but that's not good because Rashi holds Loi Mechal Yekarna is also where when you're eating and it gets consumed. What's Loi Mechal according to Rashi? Shachas. What happened to the Shachas? It got consumed. So why does that make a difference? That's normal, Shane. I'm saying it's all Pshat and Rashi. If it would have been Tosfos, then it would be good, what Yaakov is saying. Comes along, Moshe, and Moshe is saying differently. Moshe is saying that it's not the Pshat that normal Shane is that way, but we understand that it's a maila in the Shane to be Mechal Yekarna. Because Shane does eat and consume. So therefore, we understand that that's the way that not that it's because it's the regular Shane, but that's, it's a tiefkeit in Shane.
It's nothing to do with consumption. It has to do with if it grows back or not, and that's the same by regal. If you one fruit came off, so one fruit will grow back. It's not.
It's not regal doesn't have anything to do with whether the animal, whether the object is being consumed or not. So
it doesn't. Regal is getting, is crushing it. So then
there's nothing to do with the whole yisoid of shame.
No growing back or not growing back because there's nothing.
Maish, you want to do this?
Saying just stop by shame, maybe you could say shame is like normally you're pulling something off a branch, it's eating off of it, and it grows back maybe. With rego is usually a case where you're crushing the object. Like yeah, just when it's really, it's no different.
Yeah.
I hear it. Then we maybe.
Yeah. I guess.
Why? If it kicks something.
So then why is rego
red? If you take an apple off a tree, the same apple is going to grow back, right? Unless we're saying rego is usually a case that it crushes the tree as opposed to shame, which.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's. We're not saying it's usually. We're saying it's a tiefkeit in the mazik.
Yeah, there's not.
It's not because regal,
from regal, any mazik, that's like more mazik, because we can do a full damage.
Change,
it's not about
right?
regal.
Other
way
there's no haramina that the damage changes by regal, right? Whether it's mechayek karn or lo mechayek karn. Why? It's misfar, right?
If doesn't make it more regal.
Why would
doesn't
it
make
change?
It more regal.
Okay, so
you mean why would it do?
What would change by regal if it was mechayek karn or lo mechayek karn?
It grew back!
You trampled my thing.
It grew back!
But,
I did nothing!
No, but again, tell you, but it's not been a geir to the hezek, it's been a geir to the mazik.
Okay, but it's
there's
no difference. There's no difference.
What?
There is.
What do you mean?
What's the difference between Shane and Regal?
Because,
in the
because
in
we're
the
saying,
mazik,
we're saying as follows. In the Regal, Mitzada, let's go to Regal for a second. Mitzad Shalach Shluchi. Regal and Shalach Shluchi. Shalach Shluchi, we understand, is more Regal. It's more, it's, that's the way the we see the Regal as being.
The object meaning by shame, you don't send the animal to go eat
right.
someone else's produce.
Right. There's
you
nothing to do with the shame.
To walk,
there's nothing to do with the shame. Right.
Right.
So shame also, it's more of a shame. That's what it seems like Rashi's saying. Okay, what?
I said, I definitely hear that.
Okay.
I don't get what. I get the regular.
I believe we're going to have to try to work it out. But the Chayra, this is going to be pshat over here in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, v'lichtav rachmana, v'shilach, v'lo bayu bir. Zok the Gemara, v'lichtav rachmana, v'shilach, v'lo bayu bir. Just write v'shilach and you don't need ubir anymore. How could you just write v'shilach? D'mashma regel u'mashma shein. It's taka mashma both of them. Mashma regal the chsim shalach regal shovach amor. Umashma shen the chsim shen behemoth a shalach bum. So I got a pasuk of a shilach which is going to work for shen and for regal. So just write a shilach and I learn both of them. Sak the Gemara, you live koy yisera have a mina oyha oyha. Oy regal de zeka matsu yashen. De yashen ala zeka. Says the Gemara michti. So the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying right now? I wouldn't know which one to learn. I wouldn't know to learn Shane or Regal. Says the Gemara, Michti Shkulenheim, Yavoi Shneim, Daiminayom Afkis. So says the Gemara, if I don't know which one to learn, so which one should you learn? Both of them. Because I can't eliminate either one, so I'll learn both. The Gemara means to say, Misafik, learn both?
Maybe the Gemara's question is learn the more Chama one only. And we said, no, they're both equal.
Now, why does Safar just say that? That's what the Torah is telling you, that there's no...
If the Torah doesn't give you an indication, then it means this one over that one. So what's the Torah mean to be telling you? Both of them. If there's no indication. Zak the Gemara, it's... Chsayka daitach hamini hanimili heichad shalach shluchi ava azlamel ala ikabash malon. The Gemara got back to the same thing, but only says v'shidach, I would think it's shalach shluchi.
Rashi says that Shane Zachar means that, let's say one was, which one would we learn? The
Kulam. That's the whole Shiloh. The Kulam one, the Chumadik one, that depends on how would you learn the other one, from a Tzadashava or not. That's a whole, it's a big Shiloh about that. Okay. So basically, at the end of the day, why do we need two Psukim, Vishilach Ubir? Why can't I just use Vishilach, and Vishilach would be Mashma Shane and Regal? Because Shalach Shluchit. So really, where do I learn regal from? From v'shilach. Where do I learn Shane from?
Here.
Why from Avir?
Also from
Vishilach. Also from Vishilach. And what do I use Zubir for?
Could, but
I use Zubir for Azl Memela. So really, at the end of the day, I learned...
Yeah, but now that I have both, I'll go back to the thing that's more mashmai.
You can only learn...
Oh, it could be go back. That's going to be a machlokes rishonim. I mean, what's the brisa mashma? What does the brisa say? Vishilach zoregel, ubir, zoreshein. It's a kasha from our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say, no, Shane and regel are both learned from Vishilach. What is ubir for? Azlam emela. Says Chaim David, but now we're going to go back to making ubir into Shane. You're right. That if I would only have a pasuk of Vishilach shluchi, I would learn Shane and regel there. But now that I have a pasuk that's ubir, I'm going to say ubir is Shane. Shilach is regel. I don't know that regel is chayv also by Azla Memela. Learn it from Shane. I don't know Shane is also chayv on Loi Mechal Yekarna. Learn it from regel. And everything's good.
You can only learn from Ubir Azla Memela if one of them are learned that from there. If they're both learned that from the Shilach, then why would you be able to learn that from Ubir?
What'd you say?
You can only learn out Azam Mela from Ubir if one of them is learned out from there. If they're both learned out from a Shilach, how can you learn it out from Ubir?
Why not?
What does Ubir mean? It has to mean something. What else is it? It's hard for this.
That what do I need two psukim for? The answer is two psukim for regel, one for Azlam Emela, one for Shalach Shluchi. The Gemara is saying, well, if you're also, I think you need two psukim, one for Shalach Shluchi, one for Azlam Emela. Maybe that's the maskana. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
I want to bring it out better. But what?
I think you're saying the Rebbe said that maybe that we'll use the pasuk of Shalach Shluchi for Shane and regel, and then we'll learn Azlam Emela from beer.
Right.
How can you do that? What to beer? Beer has to mean something.
Let me ask you a question. The Gemara entertains that there's one pasuk for Karen and two psukim for Shane. Did the Gemara entertain that? What do you need two psukim for Shane for? So, but what's it talking about?
One's talking about Shane Mechayim.
Okay, so you could have two psukim that are talking about the same mazik.
Yes.
Now the Gemara says, maybe Vishilach is Shane and Regel, and Shane and Regel are only Chayiv. Shalach Shluchi. How do I know Shane and regular Chayv Aslam and Mela from Ubir?
For both Shane and regular?
Oh, so that's where there's a little bit of a...
Because that has to be from Shane.
Yeah.
So it has to be that the Aslam and Mela of Shane, because you're learning out both from both.
So this is what I want to get to. I want to get to this for a second. I think that Tosis argues. Let's take a look at Tosis for a second. V'itzuch sat le'etem ino hani mili heicha d'sholach shluchi. V'im toimar. Tikshi hachta had a parach la'el. Time in the class of Rachmana Kashi Yivar Gol. Alavachim ayimuk mismal hashta lak lishanui nikid la'el. Saying, now that Ubir is just to tell me that it's Azal Memela, so what's the Brisa doing? The Brisa seems to say that you need Ubir for Kashi Yivar Gol atumoy. What is that? Yishloim edahachi kamar bebrisa. This is what the Brisa means. Ilu loy nemar vishilach. Have mafkinon mikashi yevara golal ki agavna ikabereshin ezunesha. The Brisa means to say, if I didn't have a shilach, I would have learnt ubir to mean shame. If I wouldn't have had it then. Lemaisa, what does ubir mean? Lemaisa ubir is telling me ozla memela. It's not talking about shame. What's shame? Vishilach. What's regel? Vishilach. But if I wouldn't have had, it's making the brisa very hypothetical. If I would have only had a pasuk of ubir, what did I say ubir is talking about? Shane. Lemaisa, it's not. That's what Tosis says. That's not like with Chaim David. The other Rishayim, Rabbeinu Peretz, and others say that no. In the end of the day, it's taka Shane.
But ubir is azam amela of what?
Of Shane and Regal. So let me hear. Now I'm going to do it. This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I think there's a machlokes here. Tosis. And Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz as follows. Are Shane and Regel one mazik or two mazikim?
That's why it says Shane and Regel.
Shane and Regel, one mazik or two mazikim? We spoke about this. He came up about Shane and Regel.
It's two mazikim.
If it's learned from one pasuk, They're both learned from Vishilach, is the pshat. It's one mazik. It's the animal has two different oifanim of doing one mazik, but it's all one mazik. The mazik is Vishilach. So that mazik of Vishilach is loishna shalach shluchi loishna azal memela. It's all the same thing.
All the same thing.
No nafkamin at all. It's one Shem Mazik. One Shem Mazik. I don't know what a nafkamin would be, whether it's one Shem Mazik or two Shem Maziks. But if you don't like Taitzis, where's Vishilach learned from? What? Where's Rega learned from? Vishilach. I'm sorry, if you don't like Taitzis, Rebbeinu Peretz, where's Rega learned from? Vishilach. Where's Shane learned from? Ubir. Learned from different places in the Pesukim. They have different makars, they have different mazikim. They might have the same dinin, they might be identical, but a different mazik. The Shane and then there's Regal. So then it sounds like they're different.
And also then why either way,
No, it's two different afanim, the same thing. It's left hand, right hand.
Why do you think that
the right hand? So it has to have
only one. Hold on, give me one second. Give me one second.
That's what Shor says.
Okay. So then in regards to the Torah, it's the fee Shor, they're the same out according to Shmuel. The whole thing was the three others by Shor according to Shmuel, right? So whatever, however you know.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. There's an important nukud I want to bring out over here in perhaps Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, and how to understand the Gemara's Havamin of Shalach Shluchi. Rashi doesn't say anything until the end of the Gemara. Look at the end of the Gemara. Rashi says, Oiha, oiha. Oy regel mishum zeik matzi av shein loy oy shein mishum de anol zeik av regel loy michti shein regel shkul en hein shein ze khomer mize av shari shneim yesh bim tzav khomer yavo shneim mi veshilach answers the gemara de haymen ayam nafkes de loy lay simine ha shneim shaven answers the gemara it's trech I still need a second pasuk why it's trech leo beer di I mafkes mi veshilach have amina hani mi lehe chod shalach ihu bekavana liroy spistei chaveroy says Rashi, I would think only it's... Now, all of a sudden, Rashi is going to give us a definition of Shalach Shluchi. What does Shalach Shluchi mean, according to Rashi? Hanim hechad Shalach Shluchi, Shalach iu bekavana, liroi spistei chaveroi. Rashi never told us before what Shalach Shluchi means. Why Rashi over here tells us, and what's Rashi's definition? What does Shalach Shluchi mean? He sent it to do what?
Graze.
To graze. Rashi says Shalach Shluchi means he sent it to graze. What about if he just sent it through, like, as a shortcut?
To walk, to regal.
No, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says he sent it through to graze. Why does Rashi do that? I think the pshat is pashut. Because what are we talking about at this stage of the Gemara? If you follow the Cheshbon, where are we now? The Gemara is suggesting Shalach Shluchi is not only true by Regel, but also true by
Shane.
Before Rashi didn't have to tell us what Shalach Shluchi meant. What did Shalach Shluchi mean by Regel? Sent it through. Now Rashi is saying there's a Shalach Shluchi in Shane. What's the Shalach Shluchi in Shane, says Rashi? It sent it to graze. Shalach le'lirois b'stei chaveroi. Does Rabbeinu Hananel say the same thing? Let's see if I can find it. Oh. Here it is. In my Gemara, it's the second wide line of Rabbeinu Hananel. The Hava Amina, the Afal Gav de Marbe Letarvayu, Hava Amina Lo Ilo Menachayev Ela Im Shilchahu VeAchla. Aval Im Holcha Me Atzma VeAchla Loi VeShilchahu VeAchla. What does that mean?
It
sent it and it ate. What did Rashi say? It sent it
to eat.
What is the Rabbeinu Chanan said? It sent it, and it ate. Sounds to me like we have a machlokes here, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan, my friend. Sounds like we have a machlokes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan. Sounds like, according to Rashi, the site of Shalach Shluchi is, I have to connect with the Hezek. In other words, how is the Achila connected to me? Shalach Shluchi says the Achila is connected to me. How? Because I, Ki'ilu, orchestrated the Achila. I orchestrated the Achila. Mashenken, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it just sounds like the cause of the Hezek has to be, I sent the animal into his field. So did it happen without my knowledge? I sent him in there. Now, did I send him in with the intent for it to eat? Not necessarily. It's not the point. It's not the discussion. We're not trying to connect the achila to you. We're trying to connect the behemoth to you. Your behemoth's in there. So what does that have to do with me? What do you mean you sent your behemoth there? What do you mean have to do with you? You sent your behemoth there. According to Rashi, it's not a question of the behemoth. It's the achila. Is the achila shayach to me? Something like that. Could be the machlokes is as follows. Rashi wants you to be responsible for the hezek. The Rabbeinu Chananel wants you to be responsible for the animal. Rashi wants you to be responsible for the hezek. So Shalach Shluchi says, this is my hezek. Why? I sent you to do the hezek. So it's like, almost like the animal is my yoda arichta, my long hand.
Shilach.
Right? And like my shliach, v'shilach. I sent my animal there. I'm not shaking. According to Tosfos, maybe what we're saying is that, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, I have to be responsible for my animal. Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, what's the mechayiv when my animal is damaged? My mamon was mazik. So therefore, you have to just make me more responsible for the animal. Mashenken, according to Rashi, I have to be responsible for I'm the mazik. So you have to make me more mazik. If I orchestrated the hezek, so maybe I'll be more chayiv. Could be that's over here, the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. There's more to do over here in the Tosfos of Amotzi Mechavel Varaya, Rashbas and different things. We'll see if we can continue that next week. That I'm going to leave over to Ramesh Yehuda. I'd just like to leave with you a thought, Rabbi Saya. Rashi says, Yitzias Tzadik. This is not the first time that a tzaddik left the city. Avram left, Yitzchak left, these people left. Why over here, Punkta, are we saying, it's a Yaakov Mi'Be'er Sheva? So I'd like to share with you two answers. One answer is that Avram Avinu was a very public figure. Avram Avinu the tent was always open, he was out there, everyone, you know, enjoyed Avraham Avinu. He was one of those tzaddik of everyone liked, you know? He was like, hey, everyone's... So, for sure, everyone missed Avraham Avinu. Yitzchok was Avraham Avinu was a bechina of Har. Har is everyone's season. Yitzchok is a bechina of Sodeh. Sodeh v'yitz Yitzchok l'suach b'sodeh. Yitzchok was also pretty, you know, he was out there, not like a... He wasn't as, like out there as Avraham Avinu was, like, on the mountain. Yitzchok was also, he was davening, you know... Yaakov is Yoshev Ahalim. Yaakov is a Bechina of Oyo. Which is, he didn't talk to anybody, Yaakov. He wasn't out there, he wasn't doing Kiro. He wasn't like, you know, making me out of the Paisol or anything like that. He was just sitting in his Bechmedic. You think, no one's going to notice the difference. He's here, he's not there. It's not there. You don't notice. But the city notices. The city's not the same. Someone asked me recently, why are you dominating for a bad night? Let him go. He's 103 years old. Poor guy. I mean, let him go already.
Like, someone has heard me this?
A question of a person. Like, what are we dabbling for already? like, he's 103 years old. He's barely, you know, just let him go. And he's not doing much about it. But the city's not this. You have a brown lady here. The neshama is here. It's a gross, gross neshama. It's, we're not going to be the same without a brown lady. We can't let him go. There's another pshat. Why overboard the first? Because this is the first time that someone left the city and there was someone who was still there. In other words, when Avram left, then there's no tzaddikim left in the city. When Yitzchak left, no tzaddikim. Now Yaakov left, but Yitzchak's still there. So okay, we lost Yaakov. Nishgeferach, we still have Yitzchak. You see over here, even though Yitzchak's still there, the two tzaddikim is better than so we could apply this to our lives. You don't have to talk about tzaddikim, but we could apply that. Hashem, I'm leaving you in very good hands. Sometimes it's not the same. So I'm making a personal bakasha. I'm going to do something which I've never done before, and it's something that's there's a lot of delicate issues here. I have a passion about certain things that I feel very strongly about, and it's not always everyone has the same agenda. So people are not so happy with some of the things that I'm planning on speaking about. Because I think that things have to be put on the table, and not everyone wants it to be on the table. And I've already been told you can't say that. It's not party line. That's not what we... So I'm trying to find the right balance. I don't want to go and stomp to, smile. At the same time, I'm being invited to speak. I'm not, they don't want me. They want me to help them. They don't want me to hurt them. So I feel like the emphasis is that this is for me a very big challenge. Chas v'shalom, not to do damage. I don't want to do damage. So in my own yeshiva, this event over here, be straight up and honest and straightforward about life, but that's different. And I hope it's got the Shema that should go well, and I need something a little bit of back. Maybe I can use some schusim. So I'm asking the Olim to try over the course of this extended weekend to be extra machaber. I know the Olim in general always tries to be strong, but I could use a little schus from Yishalayim to give me something to back me up. So Bez Hashem, I'll be back Tuesday morning. Full of energy, hopefully not deflated and disappointed. Lovely, full of energy. Hashem will continue to strike.